This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about you here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Many see retirement as a reward for decades of hard work, financial planning, and budgetary discipline. Naturally, your anticipation for this key milestone grows as it draws closer. But what if everything doesn't go according to plan and your financial services professionals so carefully built together? What if, for example, you were to unexpectedly lose your job 5 years before you were to retire? And what if that anticipated job loss happened 2 years before retirement or 1 year? Sure, some degree of panic is likely, but this is also the moment that financial strategies are built for. But during today's show, we're going to discuss some of the financial strategies that and steps you should take if you find yourself out of a job shortly before you plan to retire. But before we begin that conversation, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who doesn't know the meaning of the word panic.
I don't know about that. But, you know, I can be cool as a cucumber. And I think the bottom line is you shouldn't panic because that doesn't help anything. Sometimes it's human nature, though, to panic when things start happening. We let emotions carry us away. But I try to be calm. I try to take things one day at a time. You know what my mom and dad, or my mom and my grandfather always told me? Slow and steady wins the race. Right?
So that's true. But what if you're dealing with somebody that their only motivation is panic? They need it to get off their butts. And
yeah, that's true. They need the
do you know anybody that way?
Me sometimes, sure. Everyone should raise their hands because
anybody that procrastinates, right? Yeah. So like my little brother, he won't do anything until it's absolutely necessary.
Oh jeez.
That's right.
He doesn't the little brother under the bus on the show today, Chris. Oh, I love it.
You know, the youngest child is always the worst about getting things
fair
done.
Game. The youngest child's fair game, right?
Fair game,
yeah. Yeah. You guys give each other a hard time. I know. That's
good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
He's good.
But yeah,
he's a physician assistant.
And, oh, wow. He's a PA.
He doesn't listen to the radio show.
He should actually. Because he's a PA doesn't mean he doesn't need financial advice. In fact, you know, sometimes the more money you make, the more advice you need because you think you don't need to worry about it, but you do. You should have a plan. Everybody needs a plan, right?
He asks me financial advice all the time because he is really bad with money.
Yeah, there you go.
So he knows it.
He should listen. Okay. He should listen to the show. Right.
Yes, he should.
If nothing else, to keep track of what you're saying about him, Chris.
That's right.
Yeah. 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 So, okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The show, you know, there are some negatives to the topic today, but
yeah, it's hard if you got laid off right before retirement. I mean, that's tricky.
That would be a tough thing.
And it is super common right now. Have you heard about all the job cuts? There were 63,000 federal positions slashed in March alone, or is it February, something like that.
Yeah.
63,000 positions gone. There's been over 172,000 job cuts in a month this year. So
in just 1 month, 172,000.
I've had four clients walk into my office within the last month, said, "Hey, we got laid off. Your entire division got canceled," or it's crazy the amount of people are getting laid off, and they're a lot of these guys are high wage earners.
Yeah.
And they're within that 2 or 3 years retirement. And they're like, man, I'm in my 60s. How am I going to get another job?
Right. So. Well, yeah. I mean, that's crazy. And so if you're in that situation, you know, it's the stuff of nightmares for a lot of people, but I think you'll be able to calm our nerves. Where do you want to begin?
Yeah. So
what do we do?
So first, take a breath. Look at how you're spending your money and think, okay, well, I was doing that while I was working. Maybe I can turn this part off. Maybe I don't need 15 streaming services right now. So I'll turn some of these things off. Just look at what you're spending. You've got this tough hand to deal with. You're out of work. So you're really close to retirement and you've got this pause in your income. So that's difficult. So, you know, don't buy any new play toys like a boat. Don't start a kitchen remodel. Leave your credit card at home.
Yes.
So, because that paycheck's not coming next month. Now you may be on unemployment for a bit, but that's going to go away, and it's not the same amount of money that you were getting before. So let the dust settle, take a moment to breathe, and think about things, and then start looking at the numbers. You know, the best thing to take on any problem is to put it out in front of you, get the numbers in front of you, crunch some numbers, go talk to your services. Your financial services professional, which I hope is me, and figure it out. So figure out what you got to work with, you know, figure out what money's going out, what's still coming in, you know, how long can you float without paycheck? Or if you're on unemployment, how long will that last? And what happens when you get to that point? And then there's health insurance, right? So that's a real big one. So, make sure that you figure out what you need to do for that and where you're going to get your health insurance, during this period between retirement and you're now currently not working. So, a lot of people build a spreadsheet. One guy came in, he had his whole life on the front and back of a spreadsheet.
And wow.
It was amazing that he spent all the time to organize it that way so he could get it on one piece of paper. And, he you know, cause he had a complex situation. He owned some real estate that, you know, wasn't his own house. And there were a lot of things going on with his, where his investment incomes were going to be coming from in the future. But right now he's like, I got to figure out how to get from here to there. So we sat down and we worked it out. Oh man, talk about the relief on this guy's face, right? Wait a second. I'm going to have this money and then I'm going to have this money. And then this is going to take care of these things. And then I can just get this health insurance for this period. Okay. But what if I go get a job? Well, then we can turn all that off. We can do something different. It relieved the stress about him trying to get a job. Guess who's harder to go get another job? I mean, that's what a lot of people want to do, is they want to go out and get another job. Well, maybe that's the right thing, but maybe you can't, right? And that, so technological, in the technological arena, if you're a 63-year-old, you know, software engineer, it might be hard to get another job because they don't see you as somebody that's going to be around for more than a couple of years. So it may be real hard, and you may not be able to get a job in that arena. You may have to go somewhere else to get that type of job.
Because as you get older, it does get harder, but it's not impossible, right?
It's not impossible. It depends a lot on how long it takes that they know it takes when they hire a new employee, that employee is going to be productive. Mm-hmm. In the technological field, it usually takes about a year for you to get familiar with all their stuff so that you actually are really productive and can really add to what they're doing, because everything's so technical and you've got to learn their processes and how they do things. Now, if you can show that you've already got those, that may help, right? So, right. So you got to make sure that you're current when you're starting to look for those jobs.
And, yeah.
And maybe it's not a full job. Maybe it's a part-time work. Or right. Maybe you look back and say, wait a second, maybe I really don't want to go back to that hard job. Maybe I just want to find my hobby job. Well, what's a hobby job, Chris? Well, let me tell you, it's a job. Do you go to Home Depot once a week? Well, go get a job at Home Depot. Do you go to the golf course? Well, look, go ask the golf clubhouse if they need somebody to stand at the counter 20 hours a week. If see if there's jobs at sporting goods stores. If you have lots of interest in various sports, that's the kind of people they want. People that are interested in sports, interested in using the equipment they're selling. So think about what you like to do before you start looking for that part-time job.
Yeah. Right? Yep. So, I mean, a lot of people are like, wow, if I was ready to retire, I don't want to go back to work. Or if I lose my job, maybe I just want to retire. I hate to have to go back to work. But, you know, things happen. If you get laid off, then you might want to look for a job. And there are things to do. We're going to talk a bit more about that. But, you know, you've reviewed spending. We've got a clear picture of where you stand. And then we're going to get into some strategies. And this is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Right.
But before we do that, if our listeners have questions throughout the show, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 719-210-4242. We've got complimentary consultations set up Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So please give us a call. We'll get that set up so that you can understand how your money can best take care of you, right? So that's what we're in the business for. Check us out at nolanfinancialpartners.com. But give us a call, 719-210-4242.
All right. Sounds good. So, okay. You have to take a breath. You started with that. Yep. Don't panic. Review your spending. That's one. Get a clear picture of where you stand. Now strategy.
Yeah. So the strategy is make sure that you assess what you have with your retirement monies and see where they're at. Check that against the rules.
Right.
How do you check that against the rules? We'll come in and see a financial service professional, and they can help you figure out what the rules are around all your different retirement systems.
Yep.
And then also look at your Social Security timing. So think about when you want to start that. If you start that at 62, it can cut your benefits by up to 35% while delaying past full retirement age can boost your Social Security benefits by 8% annually until age 70. So that's a huge boost. It doesn't always work out the best. That's why everybody has their own unique decisions to make with Social Security. But this layoff may force you to make a lot of changes in your plans. So make sure that you're talking with your spouse, talking with whatever other significant persons in your life about these kind of things, and talk to your financial service professional before you start that Social Security. Here's a note. If you start Social Security and you decide, oh, that was the wrong thing to do, you can turn it off. And there's rules around that. So if you said, oh man, I wasn't going to get a job, now I got a job, I need to turn this thing off. How do I do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah, well, you hit two big ones right there, and I just want to ask you about this. So the rules around your account. So if you get laid off and you're thinking, hey, I've saved for retirement, maybe I can retire, you're not going to know for sure unless you talk to a financial services professional. You don't want to guess. Mm. You said that. But, you know, the 59.5 rule, you can't touch money in those retirement accounts before 59.5 without getting a 10% penalty, at least most of them, 401ks, 403bs, TSPs, right. You have to be a certain age before you can tap into them. And each one might have slightly different rules, but typically it's 59 and a half. There is a 55 rule out there.
There's a 55 rule.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you do this wrong and have to pay full taxes and the 10% penalty to the IRS, that's going to cut, you know, your benefit could be cut by as much as 35%. That's important. And then Social Security is a whole nother thing. You can't really take it. Well, you can't take it before 62 for your to get a retirement benefit. And if you lock in at 62, it's greatly reduced. So you have to look at weigh the pros and cons of that versus, you know, do you have to touch your 401k? Do you have to touch your Social Security? Right. You don't want to do that until you are ready to or fully retired. So if you get laid off, are these options? Yeah. If you talk to somebody, Chris, like yourself, you could go over it and say, yeah, you can actually do this because of your age or because of how much money you have saved, or no, you need to leave this weight because you have this, or your best bet would probably be to get another job and work for another, you know, how many every year. So, so there's a lot of options out there on the table that we're talking about. And for the foundation is Social Security. So you want to get that right. Right.
That's right. You want to make sure that everything is lined up right for you. Social Security, once you start that, that is where it's going to stay. And so down the road, as we get cost of living adjustments on that, if it's $1,000 a month, you're going to get a cost of living adjustment on that. And so that 1.5 to, well, we had one that was 8.9%. So if inflation goes crazy, then your cost of living adjustment on Social Security is also quite high. Mm-hmm. And so if you shortchange how much you're going to get, if it's only $1,000 versus $2,000 a month, that's a huge difference in the amount that it's going to become more in the future. It's one of the few things that has an inflation, what we call an inflation rider, on that money that you're going to get. There's an inflation that comes with it, and they built that in when they built Social Security, and I don't think they're going to take it away. So it's a great thing that Social Security does.
Yeah. I think that's really good. That's amazing. So Social Security, you have a maximization report that you can run for people that will help them figure this out. It includes spousal benefits. And that's another part of the calculation. If you get laid off and say, can I retire? Or, hey, I was planning on retiring this year later anyway. Can I do it now? You have to look at your spouse's situation. That has to play a part if you have a spouse, right?
That's right. If you've got a spouse, you need to be more diligent than it was just yourself as far as we're concerned, because you're taking care of two people. Maybe you're taking care of another person, another dependent, maybe an elderly person that's going to end up in your care. I've got three clients that have adult children that live with them because they can't go out on their own for whatever reason. And so they take care of them at home, and they're trying to set up, you know, mechanisms to take care of them when they're not around. So there's a lot of details that go into how your personal plan is going to work for you. And you really want to avoid these irreversible decisions that can't be adjusted later. And flexibility is key to a retirement plan, because things are going to happen. Life happens to people. Mm-hmm. You know, you may retire one day and then 2 days later go see your dentist, and the dentist says, oh, this is going to be a $30,000 fix.
Yeah.
And that happened to my little brother between jobs, right?
Ouch.
So he was like, I've got no dental coverage. I got nothing. I got to pay for this on my own. How am I going to do this? I really need it. He broke off like three teeth.
Oh,
so it was going to be super expensive. Well, he started talking. He networked it with his family, and his family found a better solution.
Good.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, networking is good. In fact, speaking of that, let's move on to my next question. Sure. And that is the value of leaning on your professional network, the value of networking. So if you're laid off, one way to deal with helping if you're laid off, especially as you get older, you talked earlier about how it's harder to find a job when you're older.
That's right.
But one way to help with that is if you have a good network, if you're doing that, yep. Right?
That's right. And so here's an executive leadership tool I'm going to give you. It's called a coffee wheel. Okay. So
a what?
It's called a coffee wheel.
Oh, okay.
So on a blank piece of paper, make a circle and then start putting people you want to talk to, sit down and talk to, and put them in a circle and then put them around the wheel and see, you want to get minimum of 5, but you can put 30 around this wheel. Okay. And then you start going down through those people. You start using this wheel as a way of tracking
who you're going to talk to
and you're going to talk to them. So we use it while you're still working as a way of networking and creating a relationship. My wife still has a relationship with people she worked 12 years ago because they're on her wheel and she checks in with them and has that conversation, whether it's a phone call or a message or that coffee chat. But she called it a coffee wheel. She got it from somebody else, but it's a great way to look at your network, find out who you have in your network, find out if there's holes in your network. Maybe there's something you need in your network that you don't have. Start trying to get that person in your network now.
Right.
Like it's an HR at a different company, right? So start creating that professional network with these opportunities so that you can have a job offer from somewhere that says, hey, you know, we just had this open up. Why don't you put in your CV? So, yeah, okay. And it's a great tool to help you create that network and keep it moving, right?
Yeah, that's cool. I've never heard of that. And that's a good one. I'm glad you described that. That's a unique approach that I have never heard before. I know that there's, if you Google it, which I just tried to do because I thought I'd pull up if somebody had a graph of them doing a coffee wheel. But all you get is there's a coffee flavor wheel. And there are millions of them, right, and right. It's a flavor wheel guide. That's what they call the flavor guide for coffee is a coffee wheel. So this is unique, but that sounds great. And of course, get on LinkedIn, right? Make sure you update your profile. Make sure you're reaching out. I mean, again, it becomes a sense once you hit your 50s that it's all but impossible to find a new job. That's not the case. It may be hard, but it's not impossible.
Right.
And then you can lean on friends, right? Just like the Beatles said, we get by with a little help from our friends, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't Joe Cocker also do a crazy version of that?
He does crazy everything. What do you mean?
That's true. That Saturday Night Live performance. Yeah, and then John Belushi awesome. Imitated
yeah.
flopping on the floor. Anyway, I'm dating myself, but I just had that image pop in my head. Get by with a little help from your friends. And Belushi did a great Joe Cocker imitation with the weird jerks. And then he finally just jerks so hard he flops on the floor. Yeah.
So that's awesome. I remember that.
But leaning on friends, right?
Yeah. Leaning on friends and making sure that, they know that you might need a little help. Maybe it's just emotional support. Maybe it's that happened to me. I might know somebody that can help you with whatever you're going through, whether it's talking about finances. And so that's when a lot of people come get their first meeting with a financial service professional is when they go to a friend and say, hey, you know, I just lost my job. I'm trying to figure all this out. Oh, well, why don't you go get some help? He'll at least meet you with you on a complimentary deal because I gave you this referral. And so they come in. So that's how I've gotten a few people.
That's great.
Have come to me and said, hey, I need some help. My friend said they helped you. So it was great. And then And the other thing is, it's just, it's, you get it out there in the open. Don't internalize this problem. This problem is not unique. It is not your fault. This right. is what's going on in the current marketplace.
Yes. Especially right now.
Don't internalize this issue.
Yeah.
Get it out there.
Yeah. And again, your friends are friends for a reason, right? They're not going to judge you for losing your job. They're going to lift you up. I think that's really important to note. And, it's tough, but you know, for some, it might be an opportunity. You know, you've always talked on the show and harped about this, both you and Tara, and that's emergency, having an emergency fund. And when you first said, hey, we recommend you have like 6 months of living expenses saved up in an emergency fund, I'm like, that's a lot. And then lately I've heard 6 months to a year of living expenses. But if you've done that, and, you know, a lot of your clients have taken your advice, you've encouraged them, or our listeners out there, if you've done that and have a decent emergency fund or have enough money saved up, it can be an opportunity to maybe reassess where you're at or, you know, take advantage of it. And that's where a financial professional comes in this topic. You have to have a plan in place, and you should be working with someone like yourself, Chris. You and Tara at Nolan Financial Partners are great. Now, we are out of time for today's show. So before we go, let our listeners out there know, Chris, how they can get a hold of you. I know you've set aside some appointment times, and it's a no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yeah, we got some complimentary consultations set up Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Give us a call at 719-210-4242 to get that set up. Check us out at nolanfinancialpartners.com. There's a lot of good information about us and what we do. We are starting to have some local seminars at the library here on the north side of town. So there's an event page down in menus there that has those. So please let us know that you're going to come. They're RSVP. But give us a call, 719-210-4242.
All right. Sounds great. Chris, great show. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.